Blog Talk Radio.
Do you mind if I testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord? Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Loves me, and I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, 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 oh. There's so many things I wanna tell you of how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realize there is nothing that could take your place. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you will see life is truly to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I see. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, I know this, but he died and he rescued me. No greater love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. And tonight is a special night because Prolific Fire is 4 years old. I would like to thank everybody that has supported this ministry over the years, whether it's in the beginning, in the middle, or you're new to Prolific Fire. I truly appreciate you all. As I said, I am Prophet Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I sincerely thank you for everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I thank you for making them a part of my Prolific Fire family, Lord God. Look out for them. Be there for them, Lord God. I sincerely thank you, Lord God, that you sent your son, Jesus, and he's been a vital part of this ministry. Jesus is in the fire with us, and I give you glory and honor and praise for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask that you sit me down and that you use me mightily tonight, Lord God, to bless somebody. In the name of Jesus, amen. The foundational text comes from Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 25, and I will be reading from the NIV. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 60 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the advisors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the other officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the advisors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the other officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then they hurled loudly, proclaimed, "Nations and peoples of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations of peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you." I like that verse. "There are some who you set over the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay you no attention, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kind of music, if you are ready," he called himself giving them a second chance, "if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God would be able to rescue you from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of his strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that were tied up and thrown into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God." The New King James says the form of the fourth is the Son of God. The form of the fourth is the Son of God. Tonight's message is entitled, "Jesus is in the Fire." It's official. Prolific Fire Ministry turned 4 years old today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 4 years old today. And you better believe that anytime this ministry does anything, Jesus is in the fire. 4 years, and every time we assemble ourselves together, Jesus is in the fire. This ministry would be nothing without Him being present in the fire with us. Jesus being present in the fire with us is vital. Just like Him being present in your life is vital, Him being present with us in this ministry is vital. He Himself is a fire extinguisher for every dart the enemy tries to throw. And believe me, He tries to throw complications in every week on a weekly basis. He tries to throw complications, but this ministry presses through in the name of Jesus. God says the reason the devil tries so hard to block is because of the name I gave this ministry. God told me to call this ministry Prolific Fire. Prolific meaning highly productive, creative, inventive, fertile, causing abundant growth or reproduction. Causing abundant growth or reproduction. Fire, ablaze, ignited to burn, purify, cremate, bring to ashes, and break you free of anything that is not equipped to withstand such intense heat. Everybody under the sound of my voice, whether live or in replay mode, breakthrough is expected because you're connected to this fire. Breakthrough is expected because you are connected to this fire, this ministry. Now, those who know me personally know I don't sleep well or dream a lot as to remember or interpret. But recently I had a dream. In the dream I got shot several times, but though the gun went off, when I looked down at myself, I was not harmed. God allowed me to look at my enemies in the face. God allowed me to look at my enemies in the face, one of which I recognized. I was not afraid. They were, and they ran away. I was not afraid. They were, and they ran away. And still in my hand, through all of that, unbeknownst to me, was enough provision to meet my needs. That information, that big gun they've been sitting on about you, but are now trying to use against you, won't work like they thought it would. Somebody, that big gun they've been sitting on, but now they're trying to use it against you, it would not work the way they thought it would. It would not work. Somebody say the fire, the fire, the fire. Somebody say, because Jesus is in the fire with us, it won't work. Catch that in your spirit. Though you face enemies, enemies that you recognize even, they will not be able to stop you or what you were called to do. They will not be able to stop you or what you were called to do. And still in your hand would be enough provision to meet your needs. In tonight's foundational text, the king said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God." As we officially go into the fourth year of ministry, seeking to help you where you hurt, I decree and declare that those connected to this ministry, number one, you will have the freedom to walk. You will have the freedom to walk, to move, to advance. Though conditions are not favorable, we are no longer waiting for conditions to be favorable. If you are connected to this ministry, you will have freedom to walk, to move, to advance. Number two, you will not be bound, harmed, or influenced by the nudging of anything or anybody other than the Holy Spirit. You will not be influenced or nudged by anything or anybody, influenced by anything or anybody other than the Holy Spirit. Number three, you will not be tempted. And they're saying a lot in this world that we live in. But you will not be tempted to bow, lower your standards, to worship anything or anybody other than the God of prolific fire. And the God of prolific fire is Jesus Christ himself. You will not be tempted to bow and worship any other God other than Jesus Christ himself, because he's in the fire with us. Number four, you might find yourself thrown in a heated situation here and there, but I decree and declare that if you do not argue your point, if you trust God to deliver instead, he will bring you out. Just like the Hebrew boys did not argue with King Nebuchadnezzar, but they told him that they did not have to defend themselves. I'm telling somebody tonight, if you will not argue your point, the Lord will bring you out. Trust him. Number five, I decree and declare that one who was so angry with you, turned off by you, is about to be amazed at what the God you serve will do for you. Number six, I decree and declare they haven't seen you come out until you come out like this. Glory to God. In the foundational text, verses 10 through 12 of Daniel 3, it says, Your Majesty issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace. Ain't that just like the enemy? He always comes with a threat, but God is bigger than any threat he can throw. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who paid no attention to you. When I first read that verse, that was so funny to me. They paid no attention to him. I love it. They paid no attention to him. They paid no attention to you, Your Majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There will always be somebody who doesn't like you on your job. Hear me. There will always be somebody who doesn't like you on your job, whether you know it or not. Someone who is jealous of the position you've been given. So don't be surprised when negative reports come back. Don't be disturbed or distracted. Don't be surprised. Don't be disturbed and don't be distracted. God says too many of you spend your days giving the devil too much attention. You spend your days giving the devil too much attention. Don't you know his fire, whether blazing or a loss of job, his fire cannot harm you. Don't you know every time you call into this ministry, log into this ministry, periscope into this ministry, every time you sow seeds of prayer for this ministry, which I truly appreciate, every time you show attentiveness and sow financial seed into this ministry, all of which I appreciate, you are connecting yourself to the fire. You are connecting yourself to fire that knows how to burn ropes, cremate any chains of pain, and break you free. You don't have to bow your soul. You do not have to bow your soul, your mind, your will, or your emotions to the expectation. sorry about that. I got disconnected, but the devil is a liar. We will continue with this message. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody receive this word to make the devil even madder. Receive this word in the name of Jesus. Receive, 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 receive. Pick up where I left off at. There will always be somebody who doesn't like you on your job, whether you know it or not, someone who is jealous of the position you've been given. So don't be surprised. I said don't be surprised when negative reports come back. Don't be surprised. Don't be disturbed or distracted. God says too many of you spend your days giving the devil too much attention. Too many of you spend your days giving the devil too much attention. Don't you know his fire, whether blazing or loss of job, his fire cannot harm you. Don't you know every time you call into this ministry, log into this ministry, periscope into this ministry, every time you sow seeds of prayer for this ministry, time, attentiveness, and financial seed, all of which I appreciate truly. Every time you connect with the fire of this ministry to the fire that knows how to burn ropes, cremate any chains of pain, and break you free, you are connecting with that type of fire that knows how to burn chains, cremate any, how to burn ropes, cremate chains of pain, and break you free. You do not have to bow your soul. I think that's where I left off. You do not have to bow your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions to the expectations of the culture we live in. We are in the world, but not of the world, belonging to or joining in with its latest trends, etc. Remember why the culture expects a certain thing of you, a certain behavior of you. They want you to act like them, but you do not have to. So does God. He expects you to be holy because he is holy, separated in action, attitude, and beliefs. God expects you to be holy, to be separated in action, attitude and beliefs. God expects you to have a moral compass that causes you to live by a moral standard. Everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, all kinds of music, must fall down and worship the image of gold. Beloved, all kinds of music is not for your sanctified ears. All kinds of music is not for your sanctified ears. Secular music is not of God. Secular music is not of God. It's not of God, but was designed to cause you to bow and worship anything that appears to be gold or a golden opportunity, from relationships, sexual in nature, or money, the grind, perfected and obtained by any means. Don't believe me? If you don't believe me, beloved, stop being drawn in by the sound. Stop being drawn in by the sound and check out the lyrics of your favorite song. Still, you're connected to fire. Still, you're connected to fire, this ministry, prolific fire. They will purge your life, your system, your mind, your ears from whatever you have fallen into. Purge your ears, your system from whatever you have fallen into. There's no issue too deep, no situation too big, or that has gone on too long that Jesus will not show up with you in the fire and deliver you from, heal you of, right in the face of those who are furious and hoping for your demise. Not only will Jesus do it, but he'll do it right in the face of those that were hoping for your demise. The reason why prolific fire can confidently say, seeking to help you where you hurt every week, is because Jesus himself is with us in the fire. We can say that because Jesus is with us every week in the fire. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us in the fire. 4 years, and every time we assemble ourselves together, Jesus is in the fire with us. Without him, this ministry would be nothing. I am eternally grateful for his presence and for each of you. Somebody, Jesus is in the fire. Though you feel alone, protesting your belief in a God that can deliver you from your current situation, but hasn't as of yet. You feel alone. You're protesting your belief in God, but because he has not delivered you from your current situation, you feel alone. You feel humiliated, like God himself let you down. You got people looking at your life and asking, where is your God now? Where is your God now? How many know that the devil would send people into your life just to taunt you? You feel like David, who penned these words in Psalms 42:3 NIV. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? The NIV, the New Living Translation, rather, says, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? Need I remind you that all Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had at first was belief. Just like you, they were protesting a strong belief in a God that can. They didn't have any tangible proof until one day. Somebody said, until one day, Jesus showed up in the fire. Thank you, Lord, for showing up in the fire 4 years ago. And for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you showed up in the fire. And for somebody tonight, you're going to show up in the fire. That's why the devil is fighting so hard with all these complications tonight. But this word will go forth. Until one day, Jesus showed up in the fire. And the first to notice him was the man who threw them in the fire. I thought that was interesting. The first person to notice that Jesus was there with them in the fire was not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but it was actually the man responsible for throwing them in the fire. Somebody, God is about to show some people something on your behalf. God is about to show some people something on your behalf. Stay connected to prolific fire, because Jesus is in the fire. He's in the fire of this ministry. And watch God show out on your behalf. Need I remind you that you serve a God who said, even if you make your bed in hell, I am there. He said, even if you make your bed in hell, you can't get no worse than that. I am there. Psalms 139:8 NIV. I love this scripture because it says that even if your current situation is of your own making, your own fault, God is still there. Jesus is in the fire, walking around, creating breakthrough for those who are bound. You will not be harmed. God is creating your breakthrough moment. You will not be harmed. God says you will not be harmed, not by this. Stay connected to this ministry because Jesus is in the fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. Stay connected, and as I said earlier, expect breakthrough. Father God, thank you for breakthrough. And Jesus, thank you for being in the fire with us. Nothing ever gets too hot for your divine presence, but you keep showing up for us. Thank you for walking around in the fire with us. Thank you for being the first to be seen when the enemy peeks in. Thank you that the enemy cannot harm us. There's somebody shout right there, cannot harm us. Thank you that we don't look like what we came out of. Many of you don't look like what you came out of. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've done in these 4 years. Every prophetic word, every revelation, every testimony, every praise report, every tweet, every post, every repost, every seed, it was you. It was you. Thank you. Amen. Right now, there's somebody under the sound of my voice listening to me. This is a salvation call for those of you who are not in right standing with God, but you desire to be. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner, burned by life. I need Jesus to break free. I cannot do it on my own. I believe you are the Son of God who will step in. Step in, Jesus. Step in, God. Step in, Holy Spirit, on somebody's life tonight. Step in on somebody's life tonight. Break through, break free. Break through, break free. Amen, amen, amen. Receive. Receive, receive, receive. If at any time you need prayer or private consultation, you can always contact me by texting 865-408-8690. You can contact me by texting 865-408-8690 or going to prolificfire@gmail.com. Send an email. Paula, if you need prayer, press 1. And I would be glad to pray with you tonight. 804, thank you for joining. If you need prayer, press 1. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm just listening on tonight.
Thank you for listening in. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Do you need prayer or... just wanted to make a comment.
Pray for me and my family.
Anything specific or just a general prayer?
just believing God for some things before this year is out.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my dear sister calling in tonight, Lord God. I join my faith with hers, Lord God, that whatever she believes in you for, Lord God, that it will come forth, Lord God, that it will not be hindered by the enemy in any type of way, Lord God. Show her proof, Lord God, that you are going to bring it to pass, Lord God, that she can wait patiently, Lord God. I pray over her family, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God, but they will always come out on top. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for blessing the work of her hand, Lord God. I thank you for bringing peace to her mind, Lord God, that it is done and it is so. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, the songs that were played tonight were No Greater Love by Smokey Norville, Can't Live Without You by William McDowell, featuring Nicole Binion. My social media information, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, and like my Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. This is so important because this Sunday begins something special on their page, on Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. There will be a Facebook Live. I will be doing 5 minutes of focus, getting you ready for Monday morning, because the Lord dropped in my spirit that a whole lot of people need to get ready for Monday morning. Emotionally, you're not ready. So if you want to be a part of that Facebook Live, you got to go over to Facebook and like my Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Make sure it says ministry, because if it says Prolific Fire S. Gola, that's my private page. So like the one that says Prolific Fire Ministry, and you can be a part of that. Also, I would like for you to come back right here, dial the same number, get back online next Monday, which is our regular time, which is our regular day and time, Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, and my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pay, will be praying. It's going to be an all-prayer show on Monday because, believe it or not, we need much prayer. Much is going on in this world. Much is going on in our private lives, and we need prayer. So join us back here for that. And I give you all the glory, Lord, for another 4 years. I'm believing you for 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4, and continue to do mighty things in this ministry, God. Continue to bless everybody that's under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, good night. Amen.